Chapter 1. Where had the years gone? If Ashley Baxter Blake asked herself one question as she set about planning her father's surprise 70th birthday, it was that one. Where in the world had the years gone? Wasn't it just yesterday that she was flying off to Paris, determined to outrun the reach of her family, the bond of shared faith? Yesterday, when she thought Landon Blake too safe and real love too predictable? She walked across the kitchen of the old farmhouse, the one with the wraparound porch and half a dozen bedrooms framed by old country walls and surrounded by sprawling Indiana acreage. The home where she'd grown up, the Baxter House. Ashley pulled a mug from the cupboard and poured herself a cup of coffee. The comfortable smell of fresh ground espresso beans and sweet cinnamon filled the air, surrounding her with a million memories. It was the first Saturday in June, and she'd promised her son Cole she'd make cinnamon rolls to mark the finish of his sophomore year at Clear Creek High School, and, of course, to celebrate the mostly A's he'd gotten on his finals. But for now, the kids were still asleep, and Landon was out back working on the rose garden, the one her mother had planted and cared for so well before her death. Ashley looked out the window and surveyed the yard and the trees at the edge of their property. Like old friends from a thousand wonderful moments, the memories gathered. The way they were bound to gather as the details of her father's birthday party came together. Her parents had lived in this very house, after all. The laughter and voices of the five siblings still rang in the walls and from the windows. She took a sip of her coffee, and she could see them again. Brooke and Carrie and herself, Aaron and Luke, running across the property or fishing at the pond with their father. The surprise of their lives was that there weren't just five Baxter kids. There were six. Pictures of Dane joined the others in her mind, the times when he first found their family and his place among them. A sigh came from the recesses of Ashley's heart. How faithful God had been over the years, how full of provision and beauty, and redemption. Redemption above all. Another sip of her coffee, and Ashley couldn't help but smile. How many times had they prayed as a family in this very kitchen? How often had their father pulled out his old Bible to lend wisdom when all the world felt like it was falling apart, or when decisions seemed too difficult to make? Yes, theirs had been a beautiful life, and always at the center, there had been her father, John Baxter. He was more than an amazing dad. He was one of Bloomington's favorite people, a doctor at St. Anne's Hospital until a few years ago, and a leader at Clear Creek Community Church. His confidence and kindness spoke peace and truth into every situation. Even after their mom lost her battle to cancer 8 years ago, their dad had been a pillar of strength. In the quiet of the early summer morning, Ashley felt the sadness again in her heart, the way she would always feel it when she thought about her mom. But it was hard to imagine how any of them might have survived that time if it hadn't been for their dad's faith, a faith he fanned into a flame for all of them. She pictured her dad now, healthy and happy, married to their mother's friend, Elaine, and excited about his retirement years. Most of the family was here in Bloomington, but Ashley's sister Erin and her husband Sam and their four girls lived in Texas again. Dane, too, lived far away. He and his wife Katie and their two kids spent most of their time in Los Angeles at the beach house they had in Malibu. Just last week, the local family had met here at the old Baxter House for Sunday dinner, and her dad had smiled big. "Elaine and I are planning on more travel this fall. Spend a little time in Texas watching the girls' soccer games. Maybe go to L.A. when Dane makes his next movie." Her dad chuckled, his eyes dancing with life. "He says we can be extras. Can't pass up that offer." Ashley took another few sips of her coffee and let the faithfulness of God settle in around the tender places of her soul. You've been so good to us, Lord, giving us a love that defines family, and it all started with my parents. She paused in the silent prayer and looked up at the blue sky over Bloomington. They'd had their days of sorrow, certainly, maybe more than most families, but even then God had made them closer, stronger, and always their father was at the center. Thank you for him, Lord. Ashley smiled, warmed by the sun streaming through the window and the memories of the past 13 years. She would forever be grateful for her parents' tenacious love and determination to see her through her rebellious years, for loving her when she returned from Paris and wanted nothing to do with them. So much had happened since then, so many seasons. What will the coming years look like, Lord? What brilliant moments of joy, what moments of growth, what times of heartache are ahead? For a moment, just thinking about the possibility of unknown sorrows seized her heart and brought a rush of fear. She exhaled, feeling her fears fade as quickly as they had come. Whatever the future held, she didn't need to be afraid. Good and bad times were a part of life. As her dad always said, "This too shall pass." And through the years, that had been true. Nothing stayed the same, except this: God's faithfulness and the love they had for each other.